Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Continuation of chapter 10 of the Spiritual Combat. The exercise of the will, the end to which all of our actions, interior and exterior, should be directed. Continued. As soon as an opportunity presents itself to perform such a good action, we must prevent our heart from seizing on it before we have considered God. This will enable us to know whether it coincides with His will, or whether we desire it solely because it is pleasing to Him. When our will is controlled and directed in this way, by the will of God, it is motivated only with the desire to conform entirely to Him and to further His glory. The same method is to be followed in rejecting whatever is contrary to His will. The first move in that case is to raise our minds to God, to know what is displeasing to Him, and then be satisfied that in its rejection we conform to His holy will. We must remember that it is extremely difficult to discover the deceptions of our fallen nature. It is always fond of making itself, for very questionable motives, the focal point of all things. It flatters by persuading us that in all our actions, our only motive is to please God. What we accept or reject, then, is actually done to please ourselves, while we erroneously imagine that we act out of a desire to please or a dread of displeasing our sovereign Lord. The most effective remedy against evil is purity of heart. Everyone engaged in the spiritual combat must be armed with it, discarding the old man and putting on the new. The remedy is applied in this way: in everything that we undertake, pursue, or reject, we divest ourselves of all human considerations and do only what is conformable to the will of God. It may happen that in many things we do, and especially in the interior impulses of the heart or in swiftly transient exterior actions, we may not always be conscious of the influence of this motive. But at least we should be so disposed that virtually and habitually we act from the viewpoint of pleasing God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the English Mass for today, Christ says that I always do what is pleasing to Him. He's talking about His Father in heaven. He always does what is pleasing to the Father. And so when we say in the Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're talking to the same eternal Father, and we're asking that what was in the heart of Christ will be in our heart. And what was in the heart of Christ? A desire to please His Father. My food, He said, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work. So when we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're asking that the will of the Father might be done in us as it is in Christ who is in heaven. He always did what was pleasing to the Father. We, on our part, very rarely think about this. We rarely think about trying to please God and to do things out of a desire to please him. Now, we all have the experience of wanting to please a human being, our father, our mother, a friend, the person we're interested in dating, people that are in our congregation. Name the person. We have an experience of wanting to please them, of wanting to fulfill their expectations. So it is possible for us to want to please a person. And what Scrupoli is asking us to do tonight is to follow a certain method so we can train ourselves to do what we do in order to please not a human person, but a divine person. And the method is, before we do anything, to bring God to mind. To bring God to mind. To bring him into the picture. And to ask, is this the will of God? And then if we know it is the will of God, then to try to do it because it's the will of God. To do it because he wants it. And when we act in this way, when we do things not from a human consideration, although that may be there, but in addition to any human considerations, we do something primarily and sometimes only because it is conformable to the will of God. And this he calls purity of heart. In a way, the third weapon is purity of heart. And everything he's saying about the intellectual transformation, the transformation of our will. Later we're going to talk about our emotions. It's all about bringing us to the point of having this purity of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.